time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
So every Wednesday, 3:15, I'm joined in studio by... Who are you today?
I want to sound Darkwing Duck, but that doesn't sound as good.
I'm done, because normally Tian comes or Omar comes, but today it's Tian, so how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Yourself, Liz?
Baie gedankie. Listen,
good.
You have an important itinerary. Tian literally came into studio and said, we need to get this out the way, so let's go through it.
So first things first, right. So every year, IT needs to do this sort of self-evaluation process. Mm-hmm. It's part of our QA quality assurance program. Mm-hmm. And this year, it's the same thing. It's the ICT or Information and Communication Technology Evaluation.
Okay.
2015.
Okay, that's now his intro.
Okay, so this year, same thing. It has to be done. It'll probably be launched by Friday coming. This Friday. And it'll only run for a week.
16th.
Yes, it'll only run for a week because next week, Friday, classes are clear.
Done. Okay. Everyone's prepping for exams.
Right, so... So you'll only have a week. It's a short survey. It's very easy. Everyone will get an email, and you can simply click on there and do the English or Afrikaans one.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes you about 5 to 8 minutes, depending on how quick you read and that. It's really, really easy. It's fully anonymous.
Okay.
But if you do it and you complete it, you get entered into a draw, and one staff member and one student will each win themselves a brand spanking new Offerracker tablet.
I really want to... I need to enter. So where do we go to find the ICT evaluation?
Okay, so it'll be mailed to you in your email, in your student account email. It'll be mailed there. So
it's
you'll find
jumped,
it in the mail. It'll come through, and there'll be a link inside there that you can just click and go.
Okay, cool. So
by you don't need to have your ID key open for this or anything. It's all intranet. It's all done locally. So that won't cost you a cent. It'll just cost you 5 to 8 minutes. And you can win a tablet. So please, we need as many people to take part in this. We'd like to have a fair
sure.
Yeah, but we also want to know, we have a fair amount of people that says, look, you guys aren't doing well here, you're doing well here, not here. So fix that, don't fix this.
Do you know what I love about these like evaluations? It's a time where you can actually just complain. Because when you don't do these things, you're bad mouthing, oh yeah, my internet's
down. But then you can't complain.
Exactly.
So now we're giving you a space to give your feedback.
Air your feedback.
And air your views and say, look, this is my frustration. Can you fix this? Can you change it next year? And this gets taken very seriously. So if you can do this, take the 5 to 8 minutes, 10 minutes if you want to do it, and do it. And I promise you, it gets taken to heart and it gets fixed. Okay, it gets changed. Okay, leading into that, the second thing, the big hoo at the last few weeks is the iNet key. This is the little thing we need. Most students know it by now, by heart already. You need this to go on the internet. So we've got our intranet, which is all the Sun sites, and you can go Google for free and you can YouTube for free, but you can't go to any other website on the internet for free. You need your IonQ to open up. Okay, so the big problem with the IonQ, it works very well. However, it seems that some people are complaining that the IonQ is overcharging them, or that it's more expensive than it was. Now, I can state now, I promise you, that we've not changed the prices at all. It's been the same prices for the last few years.
Okay.
It's still cheap, dirt cheap. If you find that you are being overcharged or whatever, do me a favor. Get your information together. Do the test on your PC. Send us a mail or Twitter and send the information to us. We'll check it, please. The big thing, I think, is there's a little bit of a demokarspel somewhere here. So this year we changed. I remember this year, we've spoken about this many times this year, you and me.
Yeah.
But remember at the start of the year, we said this year, the Aniki, you can have the account on your student account, but only to a max of 1,200 Rand.
Yeah.
After that, it becomes a pay-as-you-go service, like your printing credits.
Yes.
Remember that? We spoke about it. And that's just a fail-safe, because previous years people used to use the IonQ and abuse it, and then mom and dad gets an account for student accounts, 20,000, which would be 10,000. There's a 10,000 IonQ account because they just went mull. Okay,
series.
Okay, so we started this at the beginning of the year. We give you 1,200 Rand, which is effectively 100 Rand per month.
Yeah,
on your student account, and after that, it becomes a pay-as-you-go service like printing credits. It's exactly the same. Just on the what might be fretting your data, make sure that you don't have any background apps running.
Okay. Shut it down.
When you are on Facebook, you've got this new Facebook videos thing we spoke about two weeks ago. Make sure that's turned off, because that frets data.
I hate those Facebook videos. It pops up whenever. you hear living. Someone talking and you're just like, where is this coming from?
I don't, yeah. It really irritates me too. So you can shut that off in the settings, whether you're on desktop or on your iOS or Android. Go to your app settings and turn that automatic video off. Okay, because that also takes quite a bit of data. Then thirdly, remember that on Twitter or Reddit, any videos or GIF files, stuff that moves, It's going to take more data than a picture.
I'm not going to open it because my friend has this tendency to send me GIFs and stuff, and I'm not opening it.
And then even that, when you have viewing sites that's got a lot of pictures and stuff, where it's high format pictures, you are paying data. It's more expensive. So not more expensive, it's just more data that you're using. So your Aniki will build up faster.
Okay,
so just be aware of that. But please let us know if you feel that you've been undone or whatever. Send us a Twitter. Send us the info, the research that you've done, whatever you find that you might be fretting on your account,
on your
and let us know.
Airtime.
Well, it's a good way of thinking. Like it, like airtime. It's a good way of thinking. Send us the info. Let us help you check. Okay.
Okay. Before you go, let's just try and squeeze in this. We've been debating about the iPhone and the Samsung Galaxy.
Okay. So
pricing. We already said the Samsung is better.
Yeah, we know the Samsung is better, right? It's good. It's got definitely got much more architecture in there, hardware stuff.
Yeah.
It's a bigger screen. It's more landscape on the phone. It can do much more things.
And this is not us favoring.
No. This is we've been through this. However, I said last time I come back with prices. I've got the prices here. We're looking at your cheapest iPhone 6S. It's going at 11,800.
Yeah.
Where your cheapest S6 is only about 9,600. So it's already a 2,000 rand different thing. Then on your most expensive, I'm just going to go right to the other side. Most expensive iPhone is 17,500
rand. What iPhone? Wrong. Let me go check this out.
17,500. That's 128 gigabytes S6, where the most expensive Galaxy Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge Plus is only 13 grand.
Done.
These prices were fetched at the iOS store, iStore, and the Samsung was sourced from Vodacom. You're gonna go check it out. I actually want to squeeze in one more thing.
Okay,
it's just
cool.
a quick one. Okay, so it's our spat story of the week, and we spoke about the automatic videos on Facebook, which I think is quite crap. All right.
It's crap, but now this one that you.
But this one is cool. This one is cool. Okay, so you know that you got a Facebook profile, so everyone sees you online on your Facebook. Sees this picture. And it's not pictures anymore. You can do a video now. So how cool is that? You can actually have it like it's only a seven. It's like a vine.
Okay.
It's typically a vine. So Facebook is trying it out in California and in the whole of the UK at the moment.
Yeah.
And what you can do is when you upload your Facebook pic to your normal pic, you can also upload a video, a 7-second video.
So, but what if your video is you just jumping up and down? Isn't it going to take data?
It's going to take slightly more than a picture, sure. But I mean, remember the other countries, their data's cheap. But it's not going to break your bank.
Okay.
Because it gets formatted down to a very low format. But however, it's a moving picture, so you're not going to have static photos anymore.
And but then, some people will opt for having.
You still have the choice. You still have the choice. They're just giving you another choice. I think it's quite cool. It's Facebook moving into something different. I like it.
I'll try it out. I think we need to get this from the answers from the people. Would you or do you want the Facebook profile to be a video or a picture? Feel free to tweet at MFM926 at Stellan Uni and let us know which one are you going to be opting for. Tian, lovely chatting to you.
See you in 2 weeks.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter at IT Stellan Uni.